fighting for America.
The classical definition of a hero is a person who puts themselves at risk for the benefit of others. You have young Americans, all volunteers. Those youngsters have put themselves at risk, and so have their families.
Fighting for Idaho.
We don't do it for personal gain. We serve our country because we love it.
Fighting for you.
A family member that I recognize sitting there meditating, looking at the name engraved on the memorial of their loved one. And they know that somebody cares and somebody's not forgotten their loss.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, good morning. And that open to honor America's heroes, America's veterans. And we have a very special event starting today in the Treasure Valley, the American Veterans Traveling Tribute right here at Cloverdale Funeral Home. Terry is joining us, managing partner, who has been here in the Treasure Valley for quite some time, is very honored to be here. I remember talking to Terry about bringing this event here and what it means to the community and what it means to patriotism and everything else. Terry, welcome.
Good morning, Kevin.
It's very unusual that we see someone who has been in charge of this event here before anybody else. But as I rolled in this morning, there you were working on little things, working on everything else. Tell us a little bit about the attention to detail to this event.
Well, the attention to detail is all about making the tribute right for the veterans, honoring the veterans, and for the community to come together.
And why is that significant and why is that so important?
As a society, we tend to forget rather quickly, and bringing this tribute in is honoring all veterans of all eras. And when they see the 80% replica of the Vietnam Wall with the 58,000-plus names, it's the importance and the impact that brings the community together and really honor.
When you talk to the veterans, the local veterans, what does it mean to them?
Most of them are in awe that we're bringing it in. They're grateful. They've really stepped up to really take over the program for us. We're just really the host venue, and it's really for them to be able to heal, tell the stories, the camaraderie between the veterans, and gives them a chance to now talk about it, where in the past they just sort of kept it to themselves.
Yeah, they're a very stoic lot.
Correct.
So for people listening right now at 580KIDO, they go, Kevin Miller, you're at Cloverdale. And if you drive by this morning, you'll see a bunch of flags. We had a young lady already coming by, gyrating to some country music, wanting to know about this. Very moved by it because her son is a Navy veteran. Please tell us about the flags and everything else.
Well, the flags is the Patriot Field, and the whole idea behind that is it's what America stands for, the flag. And next year, our goal is to actually have a flag for each of the victims of 9/11. So the field will have close to 3,000 flags.
3,000 flags. Boy, that's a lot of time and a lot of effort taking away from the business in hand. How do you allocate the man hours, and why is it so important?
Well, again, 9/11, which is also part of this tribute, is a day that no one will ever forget. And we have a foundation that actually is overseeing that. They're drawing a blank on their name at the moment, but they have spearheaded the drive to get the 3,000 flags.
580KIDO, as we continue on, you've talked to these folks from the American Veterans Traveling Tribute. What does it mean to them to come to Idaho to be a part of this ceremony tonight at 5?
Well, their mission is to just take the tribute wherever it can in the country and allowing communities, again, to honor. From here, they'll be going to South Carolina. They told us that they average 30 stops a year, so it's quite impressive that they can make that many runs throughout the year.
Boy, South Carolina from Idaho, that's a haul.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, just one more state, and it's coast to coast. Let me hit you with this. How is it going to be assembled? What's the process? Because today we've got the flags here, we're out in the field, we see the trailer. How is 80% of the Vietnam Wall plus other memorials be put together by 5 o'clock today?
Well, at 8 o'clock we're going to have a Purple Heart ceremony, and it's symbolic of the building of the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., where a Purple Heart was placed at the apex. And we've got close to 40, 50 volunteers, and however many will be showing up to help assemble. And then we'll have the tent, the staging, the chairs, and other tributes placed throughout the day. So
now, is this open to the public, and will it only be tonight where people can see this?
It's open to the public. However, the opening of the wall itself to the public is after the opening ceremony. Until that time, they're not expected to be able to go up to the wall.
Right. And we've read about it and seen it. Now, talk a little bit about where you're from and your experience. I'm sure people would love to know about what you've done as far as seeing the wall firsthand, day in and day out.
Well, I came to Boise from Washington, D.C., so got to see the tributes and the memorials every single day. My previous position, I've hosted two traveling walls, and being able to let the communities to come together is really the mission behind it.
Right. And in D.C., you and I talked about this before, you had a very significant event unfold, one that all of us know and remember. When we're talking about, to most of us, the greatest president being laid to rest.
Oh, well, I was honored to be a part of President Reagan and President Ford's funerals. I was on a ceremonial team for that.
Right. What was that like?
There's no words to describe it.
You're killing me so early in the morning here.
Well, it's the pinnacle, I guess, of being in funeral service when you get to be a part of a presidential funeral.
Right. But, I can remember I went up to D.C. covering that event, and the, for lack of a better word, it was so solemn. Covering Reagan's funeral, once again being a herky-jerky kid out of Raleigh, North Carolina, going up there, working with the security, having the president, his body in state, before the rotunda, just the beautiful ceremony of that, where you had the shadows of Jefferson and Lincoln staring down, and just the endless parade of people coming in to lay tribute. And then, the road leading up to the rotunda just lined with people looking at the motorcade, looking at the hearse, looking at the attention as Ronald Reagan was laid to rest.
Yeah, the protocol for a ceremony like that is a lot of training, early hours, much like this. You'd go practice at the Capitol at 3 a.m. before the public's up and about.
Right.
And that would take place for multiple days before the arrival of the remains to D.C.
Right. And then traveling with the family back to California, seeing all those people on the highway, people would stop to watch the motorcade go by.
Correct. It was an endless stream of people actually from Port Hueneme Air Force Base to Simi Valley to the museum.
Right. And then in the museum, what was that like?
Well, it was private for the most part, so a lot of people weren't allowed in there. Just the who's who of the family's friends and politicians and celebrities.
Sure.
International dignitaries that were there, so security was very high.
Right. Terry, anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Well, again, this is an event for the community. We hope that they know that they can come out any time after opening ceremonies this evening. It will be open 24 hours a day up until closing, which is scheduled for Sunday at 8 a.m.
Well, Terry, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Our privilege, our pleasure. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. By the way, if you're just waking up and you want some information to digest, a brand-new Kevin Miller Hot List, on 580kido.com, we tweeted it, we Facebooked it. It is wonderful. It is exciting. Taking your calls right now at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Which is the bigger threat? Is it Ebola? All right, do we have the sound turned up here for some reason? Maybe, You know, it's funny. These little gremlins come back out at us. And here I give you this great intro, and then for some reason, the volume is muted. Let's try that again. Can we go to tape? Oh, no, we're live? All right.
Fighting Ebola is like fighting a forest fire. Leave behind one burning ember, one case undetected, and the epidemic could reignite.
So which is the bigger threat to you? Is it Ebola, where we're sending 3,000 troops? Is it 4,000 troops? Or is it ISIS? Yesterday, John Kerry was testifying before Congress, and it wasn't good for him.
Those debates. The issue that confronts us today is one on which we all ought to be able to agree. ISIL must be defeated. Period. End of story.
Well, and if you get a chance to take a look at our Kevin Miller hot list, Bright Lights Big City, you have the general saying that air power alone most likely will not do it. It has to be boots on the ground. And are you willing to commit to that? Now, we have a lot of folks led by Tom Munns, rallied by Ron Paul Jim yesterday, saying we don't need no boots on the ground. In fact, this is like what we're yapping about before. This is how we got into the Middle East. This is how we got into trouble to begin with. Now, my opinion here is simply this, that because of our lack of leadership, because we've tried to peace out, we have emboldened the enemy. Remember, we were supposed to get a dollar a gallon gas when we went to war with Iraq, either the first time or the second time. That didn't pay off. But now we see people that look at this conflict as going back to the Great Crusades. You remember the Great Crusades. We learned about them in Western history, in world history in high school, or Western Civ in college, where you had Christians from across Europe going to the Holy Land to liberate Jerusalem. And the folks there have not forgot.
Bulgaria is providing aid. Canada is sending various kinds of assistance. Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, France, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Saudi Arabia, Germany. There are a lot of countries here. And by the way, they're all serious too.
Yeah. Sure they are. You look at Turkey. I was going to talk about that with Dave Burnett, but we ran out of time. Turkey, they have 40 Turkish hostages, ISIS does. They don't want those folks killed. They don't want any unrest in their country. So what are they doing? They've opted out. Has it come to this? Has it come to this? At 580-5436, where they've called us out, and we stopped them. We stop them by sending our brave men and women back into harm's way. There is no negotiation with these folks. Do you believe that? See, I believe we are looking at evil incarnate. Evil incarnate does not negotiate. Evil incarnate does not get along. Evil incarnate wants to destroy. You take a look at what they've done to Christians. We talk about this with Nagmeh Abedini all the time. Her beloved husband, 2 years in Iraq, and what is being done by our administration? Absolutely nothing. People being killed for their faith. What is being done? Absolutely nothing. Folks, it is a time of crisis, a crisis of faith, a crisis of belief. But because we live in the greatest country that God created, we can determine this. Do you believe ISIS is the big threat, or do we go back to what we started with at the beginning of this segment? Is it ISIS, or is it ISIL, or is it Ebola? Think about this. John Kerry, let's go to the president, shall we?
As your commander-in-chief, I will not commit you and the rest of our armed forces to fighting another ground war in Iraq. After a decade of massive ground deployments, it is more effective to use our unique capabilities in support of partners on the ground so they can secure their own country's futures.
Right. We spent billions of dollars with the Iraqis. We lost brave men and women. You know, you listen to the open of this program, if you've been with me from the very beginning. By the way, if you don't, you can check it out on the podcast. Great job, Ray Amaya. And we look at soldiers. We look at our troops. You know, as heroic, this, that, and the other. But when we lose them, and this is part of the tribute here, when we lose them, they become names on a wall, names on a tombstone. And then we see their mothers crying. Do we really know the sacrifice? And yes, these people volunteer. These people go. But do we understand what they go through? Kevin Miller here, live at Cloverdale Funeral Home, getting ready for the American Veterans Traveling Tribute, going to start to be assembled today at 8. Big ceremony tonight at 5. We would love to see you.
This outbreak cannot be brought under control soon. Even the most optimistic timetable for the testing and production of these drugs will not be sufficient to meet the ever-expanding need.
There you have it, 580-5436. Is it Ebola? Is it ISIS? Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic. Good morning.
Brian Wiley, weekdays at 6. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We met as soulmates on Paris Island. We left as inmates from an asylum. And we were sharp as knives. And we were so gung-ho to lay down our lives. We came in spastic, like tameless horses. Left in plastic as numbered corpses, and we learned fast to travel light. Our arms were heavy, but our bellies were tight.
Kevin Miller here. What an emotional song. Billy Joel's Goodnight Saigon. And for most of us, those will be images for the veterans, the Vietnam veterans. Can we ever repay them? Can we ever say to ourselves, thank you? You know, we talk of the veterans, and the reason why I'm on the phone here is I decided it's not theater of the mind, because what we do here, it's real. It's real people, real stories, and hopefully real solutions. If you're just tuning in, we are live at Cloverdale Funeral Home as we get ready for the American Veterans Traveling Tribute. It will be assembled today at 8 o'clock. In addition to that, tonight, the dedication ceremony, where we will have 80% of the Vietnam Wall before us here in the Treasure Valley. Now, I was talking to Mrs. Miller about this, and she's so excited to see this. And how many of us could ever know? Well, we can't. The sacrifice, the service of our great veterans, because they go where we won't. They sacrifice and do so much so that we can get that cup of coffee, so that we can hang out with the kids, so that we can gripe about our favorite team on Saturday morning. And I thought that I would take you to this field of flags as we're walking here, literally while we're doing live radio. Hopefully I won't get too out of breath by doing this, but I'm sitting here, and again, if you're driving down Cloverdale this morning, you will see, and by the way, if you're driving down right now, you'll see the illumination of the flags of the fallen. And with our challenges today, here you have the President of the United States saying, look, we're going to go after the bad guys. It's never the politicians, is it? It's always the ground troops. It's always the people that do the work. And I urge you to come out tonight at 5 o'clock. It's a very short ceremony. We're going to have some music. We're going to have a Purple Heart ceremony today at 8 o'clock. And we're going to hear from our friends. Personally, for me, it's a privilege to be here for the American Veterans Traveling Tribute. And if you're running around, if you're one of our contributors or a proud member of the Miller Militia, we'd love to see you here this morning. Other big news of the day, and I am trying not to turn this into SportsCenter USA, but what's happening with the NFL, what's happening with other people, is really just a microcosm of our society, is it not? It's really just a coarsening of society. On one hand, we have us becoming overly sensitive, overly politically correct, and then in return for that, what else do we have? We have the thuggery of the NFL. Now, here's the issue. And maybe it's time that you and me and others got together and had a talk about domestic violence, child abuse, here in the Treasure Valley. Something to think about. If you think that's worthwhile, message me on Facebook, drop me a line. That would be terrific. Or the old-fashioned way, the antiquated way, email kevin@kidoam.com. But we live in a world today, and I wrote about this, you know, is it discipline? Is it abuse? Really? Think about this for a moment, dear true believer. Adrian Peterson's mother is now defending her son. Adrian Peterson's mother, the NFL's, what, all-star, all-pro, best running back ever, now has to have his mama defend him for unleashing on his four-year-old son. Now, there is a difference between somebody in Boise or Mountain Home giving his kid a couple swats, in my opinion, and somebody getting a switch and leaving welts on a four-year-old little boy. And there is a difference between someone who is in a committed relationship, in my day they used to call that marriage, and someone who has fathered several children out of wedlock. Adrian Peterson saying he's trying to be a good father. My friends, I will never be a father, but I know a good father when I see one. And that's the guy that works two shifts so little Timmy can get those shoes. That's the guy that makes sure his wife has the good car and he's got the clunker. It's about sacrifice. It's about service. It's about putting everybody else before yourself. It's about living in a place maybe you don't want to live in, working at a job you hate, but it's all worth it when you see the smile on your kid's face. And as a champion of parental rights, there is a big difference between that and someone who blows in the town, has at least a pattern of violence against his kids. Now his mom's coming out, people in the NFL coming out, well, it's his kid, this and that. There's a difference between being an absentee parent and someone who wants to make sure his kid is good to go. And Roger Goodell is hiding and everything else. Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe it's going to show us that instead of honoring and being glued into the secular Sundays of NFL entertainment, that we should, in fact, be back to faith, family, and freedom. For the bad people are on the door, who's going to take them out? Those are some heady issues here this morning. By the way, we're at Fairview and Cloverdale, the Cloverdale Funeral Home, getting ready for the American Veterans Traveling Tribute. Big ceremony tonight. We're honored to be a part of it. We'd love to see you either this morning. I believe Reverend Bill's coming by. Governor Otter's coming by, and that's going to be a tough one for me because, on one hand, you know, we love talking to the governor about the veterans. On the other hand, you have this thing called the gubernatorial race. So we'll have him in the 8 o'clock hour. And you have other people, you know, just switching gears politically for a minute, actually picking up on stuff that we've talked about for the past 6 months, where we have people with their big degrees in political science going, well, Governor Otter could be in trouble because John Bujak could take votes away. Well, we'll see about that. But anyway, that's what we're rolling on tomorrow, this morning. And by the way, the big phone topic of the day, do you fear Ebola or do you fear ISIS when it comes to a national security threat? And oh, by the way, if Scotland can do it, what about Idaho? Details coming not next after the news. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Alex Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I just don't believe that the Yes campaign was convincing enough. we can still have the backup of the United Kingdom, which will give us the security we need in a globalized world.
For many pro-independence voters, it comes down to this.
I want the decisions about our country to be made here and not elsewhere.
Dan Heap, a lecturer at the university here in Edinburgh, saying he's fed up of Scotland being run by lawmakers in London. And he's not put off by a series of uncertainties, including what currency an independent Scotland would use and whether it could join the EU or NATO.
You're setting up a whole new country. There's going to be unanswered questions. That's just the way it is.
Those opposed to independence say it's too much of a gamble. In Edinburgh, Scotland, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Well, there you have it. If Scotland, why not Idaho? We'll talk about that coming up. Kevin Miller with you here at 580KIDO. Let's go to the phones. Pat from Middleton joins us. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How you doing?
Living the dream.
You're not walking yourself out of breath, are you?
Not yet.
Okay, well, hey, you know, you're talking about a subject about, you know, the domestic violence and the beatings and stuff. You know, this is a subject you could talk for about 3 hours and still not get very far and have more to talk about. But it's important to bring up. You know, it's also important to bring up American exceptionalism. We've lost that thing that makes us great as a people, because we've lost sight of what's important, and that's God. And when you've taken God out of the picture, when you demonize, look at what the NFL did when RG3 ran out of the, you know, to talk. They made it turn his shirt inside out that says, no Jesus, no peace. And then you've got Tebow, who prays on the sidelines, and some big, well, public, very public organization, you know, doesn't say, hey, he's the guy we want in our forefront, in talking, and in our schools. He's the guy we want you talking about. No, you got the ESPNs and all those news programs, sports programs, demonizing these guys, joking, laughing, saying, ah, these guys aren't good talent. You know what? They may not have been great talent, but they were good PR. They were good for society. And you take that away, you demonize it. So what do kids look up to? They look up to the Ray Rices and the Adrian Petersons and the guy that, you know, the other guy that got arrested on the Cardinals last night. We've taken God out of the school. I don't know how many times.
Well,
but
you know, you go back to the media, look at ESPN. They need to look in the mirror. Look at Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis was under investigation for murder, and we just kind of throw that out, don't we?
Well, yeah, you're right, and. They want you to, after the act has been done, they want you to, who was that guy who was caught for dogfighting and Michael Vick? You know, they talked about, he's made amends, he's repented, he's coming back, and but he never really did much when he got back, because when you've lost your soul that way, it's hard to make it right without really being right with God. But the schools, all the public society, no more Christmas, their holiday songs, you downplay or you demonize the good in the world, and you build up, and this is what you get. You get the ISISes, you get the Ray Lewises and all that stuff, because that's what they see, and that's what makes public.
And we're sowing the seeds of that right now, or reaping it.
Exactly. And you know, we've had no God. We've slowly gotten rid of God completely in our schools over the last 40 years. And let me ask you, and I ask this all the time, have things gotten better or worse? Was God really that bad for our program, for our society, when you talked about him, when you had a moral code, when you had right and wrong, when, you know, I got a SWAT in school in junior high. Let me tell you something. That was the last SWAT I ever got in junior high. It was embarrassing, it was humiliating, but let me tell you, I didn't want it again. I worked for minimum wage for a long time as a teenager. You know what? I don't work for minimum wage anymore, although it feels like it sometimes. But you know, there's got to be incentives in the world to want. Like I was telling you yesterday, you want a second Marconi? you want to be known as the best out there again, or you just okay with the one? You know, I love you, man, and I love our country. I love America. I love Idaho. But we can be better. We can do better. But what is the example of being better? What is it out there? What is the reward for being better? In the end, we all die. Do we want the life hereafter? Do we want that eternal future? That positive eternal future? Or do we want damnation? And really, that's what society's leaning towards. You know? We only got this one life, so the hell with it. Basically, literally.
Pat from Middleton, I appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
You bet, man. I love you, and keep up the good work.
Do you mind if I, you know, would you like it if we all gave you some swats for old time's sake?
Hey, you know, I haven't been touched that way in a long time.
I was going to say, you could take one for the team.
You know, I'm not on the militia, K. Milley militia shirt, so I guess I'm not part of the militia. So
you and Patriot Ray, I'm sorry. I had nothing to do with that selection.
Oh, I know. I was just kind of hurt when Jim from Star didn't include me. You know, I was one of the beginners of
you were.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was there when you weren't nobody.
Well, look, I still am. You know, and you do this every day, my friend. You have to justify your existence, and I do as well. And I appreciate your calling in and your support, brother.
We got to keep you humble, and I almost thought you were liberal, going back to your liberal ways, but you caught yourself. I thought you yesterday while you were talking to his parents, you said, well, this is where some of my friends call me liberal.
Yes, exactly.
And I think, wow, he's going to talk about me again. You know, I'm the only one that... But, you know, I love you, and you know, why don't you think you'll ever be a father?
It just wasn't for me.
You can adopt.
You know, look, people don't want to know about my parental status. I gotta go.
You think kids will make you worse?
Oh my! I just don't want to grow up.
Oh well, I didn't.
Exactly.
I didn't grow up. I had fun.
There's only one of you.
Well, this is true. Thank goodness, right?
Yes, I gotta go, brother.
All right, see you, man.
All right, our great friends, Pat from Middleton here. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up next, if Scotland can do it, why not Idaho? Let's get you to traffic at 580.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kellen Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Live at Cloverdale Funeral Home in Cloverdale and Fairview, getting ready for the American Veterans Traveling Tribute. That ceremony will begin tonight at 5. And we are taking your calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, on a variety of topics. But would this ever happen? You see the United Kingdom falling apart. What about the United States? Let's hear again from Simon Owen at 580-KIDO.
For many pro-independence voters, it comes down to this.
I want the decisions about our country to be made here and not elsewhere.
Dan Heap, a lecturer at the university here in Edinburgh, saying he's fed up of Scotland being run by lawmakers in London. And he's not put off by a series of uncertainties, including what currency an independent Scotland would use and whether it could join the EU or NATO.
You're setting up a whole new country. There's going to be unanswered questions. That's just the way it is.
Those opposed to independence say it's too much of a gamble. In Edinburgh, Scotland, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Now, would that ever happen in the United States? You hear people want to section off California into five states, Texas perhaps seceding. Of course, the last time we had talk of that, it was secession, and South Carolina can tell you that that didn't work out too well for them, right? But could we see that? Would you be in favor of Idaho saying, we'll be seeing you? Now, unfortunately, and yes, here's another shameless plug for the Kevin Miller attempt to be a writer, it's Get the Food Police Out of the Schools, available now at 580kido.com, that the feds have too much money in us. What is it, the percentage of our budget that comes from the feds? 39%? Something like that? So how would we make up that income? And I know it would be from lumber and timber and everything else. Okay, number one. Number two, the feds really have a great scheme going on. And that's essentially that they subsidize everything. You look at the school lunch program, as Channel 1 Plus 1 reported last week, you've got the Boise school system. Their school lunch program, I believe, according to the report, costs a little over $9 million. Of that $9 million, over $7 million is paid for by the federal government. So if the feds tell you broccoli's in, ooh, delicious sweet peas here, and French fries are out, are you going to turn down the money? And we saw that when the feds started mandating you're wearing your seatbelts and speed limits. Hey, you don't want to do it? Hey, that's cool. That's fun. That's exciting. You're not getting any money. It's as if the feds have become Daddy Warbucks, and what are we? I guess we're the kid that doesn't get his allowance unless we're good little girls or good little boys. So, Idaho Independence, I wonder whatever happened to that place. Remember the Citadel? It was in North Idaho where all of a sudden they were going to have this big thing and they were selling like condo excursions, like timeshares. Come live with us. When civilization goes down, we'll be fine. But what do you make of Idaho Independence?
We can still have the backup of the United Kingdom, which will give us the security we need in a globalized world.
Could we see that?
I just don't believe that the Yes campaign was convincing enough.
Time for traffic, and your 580KIDO, K. Milley in the morning. Coming up next hour, Senator Crapo joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Governor Otter. Oh, we're just getting started. Stay with us. 580KIDO. Good morning.